ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Just the remix. Yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
Put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind. Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
So this is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
Hey, hey, what up, everybody? We got multiple best ball drafts going down right now. We got two of them. We got the number 267, which is Jaws, and then we got the 292, which is basketball. Yes, we are so close to 300. We are right there. And shout out to the crew. Shout out to Daniel Berry. Shout out to our man Phil in the house. Let's get it. I'm pulling double duty on the drafts, and I'm helping people right now in with some one-on-one draft help. And here we go. So I got the draft that's a little bit slower on the board right now. The other one is in round six. The one on the board's in round five. Shout out to the crew. Let's get some smoking going. Let's get it. Where is it?
All right.
Fire them up. I already had a bolt back, but I went to the dispo and I got some fire ass flavors. Whenever I use my free points, I always get the most expensive shit. Can't necessarily always be smoking the most expensive shit. Yeah, this would have been, I don't know, like a $250 half ounce because of all the tax and everything of what I got, but it only cost a dollar. It only cost me a dollar. Saved up all my points. All right. And I know some more people are going to be coming in here in a second. Some of these flavors. Let's see what we got here. Flavor. Totally. Got some Wagyu. And this is... So the flower is Wagyu, and it is 37% THC. And Huge Ass says, so you can get flower products with points, and my state doesn't allow that. Maybe not yet. Now, what state are you in? And then I got some Sugar Factory from the Growers Circle. This one's 36% THC as their logo. Can't really see any of the flower or anything through this. Then we got some Carbon is the brand, and it's OG's 40% THC from Carbon. I'm glad they got the glass jars now. I used to have the plastic ones. Those were whack. Then I got some stuff from Rhythm here. This is one of my favorite brands here. And Animal Face, 38.55% THC. Dude, what should I smoke first? Yeah, what do you guys think I should smoke first? Dude, I got two drafts going. I'm liking the one draft, the one that's not on the board. I got four running backs, two quarterbacks. And then the other one here, I got three running backs, and I got two wide receivers. All right. Oh, and Phil said, just go for the four. Just right in. Just jump into it. All right. It is a sativa. Oh, Huge Ass said Animal Face. So let's see. Phil got it in first. So we're just going to go with that smells tasty. Very terpy. Can smell the terps. Never really does it the justice with this kind of a camera. It's always like the ones that are like a million times zoomed in. Those ones are always the best. Almost spilled Almost spilled. And Jay said the OG for sure. All right. I guess we're going to try all of them here. I'm almost on the clock. Almost on the clock here. Where are we going to go? Listen to this squad that I'm helping someone draft right now. You tell me what you think about it. I think we just got through the sixth round. Hey, Slugbug, you're it. And Jamie said, what wrestler won the Rumble? Oh, it was John Cena. John Cena. John Cena sucks. John Cena sucks. Let's get Drake May. Yeah, let's get it, Slugbug. Drake May, QB1. Let's get it. All right, and let's see what squad. All right, listen to this squad here. He's got Derrick Henry, Bucky, George Kittle, JSN, James Conner, Jalen Waddle, and Isaiah Pacheco. 10-man league. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I forget what his starting rosters are because I think he got rid of team defense or kicker this year. And Slugbug, I'm the number 3 pick. I'm FF Hustler 420. I just picked Drake May with my last pick there. And Jamie said, I'd seen him when it's impossible. You can't see him. That's why he was too sneaky. He was too sneaky. I was stone cold. I got thrown out. I was sixth. Holy shit. Oh, man. That's that 40%er right there. That shit smacked me in the face. I still feel it smacking me in the face. And I'll show you guys, just so you guys could see, I'm not capping. See it? 40%. That's a little blurry there. Woo! Woo! Crispy said, Tony and Cena for MVP.
Man, fuck Tony!
Fuck Tony! Oh, man. That shit grabs you by the boo-boo, don't it?
Grabs you by the boo-boo, don't it?
You gotta crawl before you can walk, I know. Shouldn't have started at the top of the food chain there. Now we got to work our way backwards. Whoo! That was some fire. Ooh. Whoo. Whoo. All right, in the other draft, and we're going with some animal face next. And then which one was the other one? Which one was the OG? No, I had Sugar Factory, the Wagyu. I don't know if that... Was it Wagyu OG? I don't know if it was Wagyu OG. Wyatt, what up, bro? He said, can I get a grade after? More than likely. More than likely. Yes. We'll just say yes for now. But man, whew, these drafts are killing me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right. Back on the clock here. Oh, motherfucker took Cortland Sutton. All right, fuck it. We're gonna take Ridley. Okay. Wyatt said, "What you thinking so far? A-Chain in the third? Yeah, it's solid. If you didn't get him there, I probably would have got him with my next pick. Yeah, we're talking about someone who, like the coaches, they said he's gonna be good. Obviously, we got a couple days of practice to see if he's actually getting out there at practice or whatever. But yeah, I they said that he's not gonna miss." And I would hope they're not lying to us. If they're not lying, it's just good value on A-Chain. Motherfucker always gets hurt, though. That's the thing with him. He always gets hurt. Nice. Said you sniped me on May 2. I like it because I almost went T-Law. But I was like, I bet if I go May that I could still get T-Law. But I bet if I go T-Law, I can't get May. And hey, force is strong with this one. I'm telling you, bro. Hey, Hollywood in the house. Hollywood always up to no good. Man, double duty in the draft, and I'm helping someone draft right now. And dude, the draft that I'm helping dude with, killing it right now. Killing it. I feel like I'm killing both of my drafts right now, too. Whoa, let's see. Oh, fuck it. We're going to play it safe. Get this extra quarterback. So I got my 3. Because people are going crazy. PJ, what up? He said, Huss, I've got no voice right now. Go Knowles. All right, let's get it. And Celtic said, damn, Tyreek went real low. Yeah, I swooped in the 5th round. He's still got that Q next to his name, bro. All right. And dang it, trying to help this dude, and he's not like paying attention to what I texted. I was like, no, we're not getting a QB this round because everyone to the left of you already has a QB. So we're going running back or wide receiver with this pick. But he didn't understand that. All right. Judy. Oh. We got a pending trade. All right. Let's see. Where is League 53? Huh, what do you guys think of this? Devonta Smith for Nick Chubb, Darnell Mooney, and Isaac Tisla in the Dynasty, Superflex Dynasty. And dude, CB Dizzle, my bad. I don't know why the hell I just thought of that. I totally skipped you earlier. And he says start two, Pacheco, Pollard, and Pearsall. I'm going with the two running backs for right now, but come back because things may change. Things may change. PJ said that's what I get for victory lapping Jalen Coker in preseason, by the way. I'm just saying, man, I feel like if we know that something good's happening, like we shouldn't even say anything. We should just let the chips fall where they may. Because, dude, is this not a thing? We get all excited for someone and then they get hurt. They're just out. Not saying we can't say that people are going to do good or bad or whatever. I'm just saying, like, sometimes we get a little bit too through the roof. I remember this one dude last year in the first 2 weeks of the season, he kept coming in and he was like, tell me who's going to be the top 10 wide receivers and tell me why Rashee Rice is going to be one of those. And he kept coming back. I'm like, bro, like, we got to chill. We got to chill, man. I was like, I know he could be there, but you're like, we can't crown him yet. Like, he's never done it before. Let's let him get a little bit more than a game or two in before we crown him. And then, yeah, he felt really bad when he got hurt. Yeah, he felt really bad when he got hurt. All right, all right. And here we go. Dude, check this out. And who was the one who told me animal face slug bug? Dude, look at this. Oh, yeah, look at that. Look at that nuggeture right there. All purple and beautiful. Okay, and my turn to pick in the other one. Celtics, Rashee Rice, the only player I've drafted in 100% of mocks. Why? Dang it, dang it, dang it, dang it, dang it. All right, made my first 10 picks in the other one. Yes, looking really gravy. Really gravy. Listen to this. Listen to this other squad. CMC, Derrick Henry, Kamara, James Conner, Kyler Murray, Brock Purdy, Judy, Ridley, Cooper Kupp, and Ricky Pearsall. And there's still QBs. I still can get a third QB here. Oh, Travis Kelce right in front of me. All the way back just to fucking take him right in front of me. All right, let me see. Fucked up my mojo there because I really wanted to go. And I got 3-3 right now. Let me see. What do the people next to me have? Probably need running back. Didn't I get Connor? Yeah, you know what? Nah, fuck it. No risk it, no biscuit, baby. Okay. Got me some Cooper Kupp action. Yes. Okay. Now let's see where these guys go. Judkins. Oh, I was right. Didn't need running back. Not the one I would have taken. There's the one that I would have taken. Nick Chubb and Kroski. Ooh, not too shab. Not too shab. But you know what? I'm going to go Pittman. There we go. All right. 5 wide receivers, 3 running backs, 3 quarterbacks to start. Okay. Looking good. I'm liking my squads. And I know the dude who I'm helping draft is loving his squad right now, too. Okay, I think we might have all the starters over there. Who's drafting with us tomorrow morning? I need some people jumping in tomorrow morning's draft a little earlier than today. Today, man, it was a shit show in the morning. Total shit show in the morning. Ooh, man, that's tasty. Whew. That's fucking good. Almost tastes like some animal face, so it's definitely like some animal cookies. You can definitely taste like the cookies, like the Durban Poison in there. Whoo! Yeah! All right. What's everybody smoking on out there? Who's with me still? Tonight's been a little bit busy. I know people probably have this Labor Day weekend. I know people probably doing things with the fam. We also got college football on. We also got fantasy drafts going on, I'm sure, as well. All right. I still got a little bit before it gets back to me now. You guys are in trouble, man. I'm setting my cue. Shh, you guys are in trouble. If I ever have time to set my cue and actually make some calculated decisions instead of 60-second decisions, oh, man, you guys are in trouble. And Huge Ass said, banana pudding, 27%. Nice, nice. Whew. Oh, man, that shit's tasty. Crispy said, but there's one problem.
But there's one problem. Everybody still thinks that I absolutely suck.
All right. It's the other one that I was setting a cue, not this one. You know what? I went two wide receivers last time to get more solid starters. So we're going to lock down a Benson. First bench player there. Zaire. What do you say? What's the trade? Pacheco and Joku and Bateman for Harvey, Javonte, Judy. I'm getting in Joku. Yeah. I don't like it, man. I hate it, actually. Don't do it. Don't do it, man. Nah, don't do it. That's whack, man. It's like you're winning on players, you're losing on players. Fuck all that, man. Don't do it. Okay. Ooh, almost back on the clock here. Almost back on the clock. Already in my bench over there. Dude. I'm loving this other draft because people aren't going like insane on 11-11. Ah, fuck it, dude. Gotta get Pitt over there. Let's go. Yeah, I'm looking. There's still a couple people who won't in the other draft. We're in round 12, and there's a couple people who still only have one QB. But there's still QBs available. That's what's crazy. So I'm about to snatch up my third. And kind of all that I could do. I mean, if I get a fourth and I can get another fourth as a bench, we might do it. We'll see. And Frazil, what up? He said, I joined a league earlier and y'all was mid-draft with an open team and it put me in. I was like, oh shit, left quick as hell. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I wish people would have joined earlier, like in that one. Dude, I pushed it off for so long, like, We couldn't get 12 in. We could not get 12 in. It was annoying. It was so annoying. Ooh, man. These are some fire. This is some fire flower right now. This is some fire flower. And we got more to go. Okay, what do you think? What do you think I should try next, guys? I got the Wagyu. That one's 37% THC, and then I got the Sugar Factory, which is 36.74% THC. You guys let me know. I'm already, dude, I'm freaking really not low. Really not low. All right, Sugar Factory. I like it. I like your style, Frazil. This one's from, the brand is the Growers Circle. Okay. Sugar Factory. Let's see what this is all about. Whoa. Oh, shit. Mmm. It fucking smells amazing. Let's see. Ah. Doesn't even do it. It's fucking too dark in there. But here goes. Here goes one little bud right there. Fire. I'm helping this guy destroy this draft right now. Okay. Ooh, this shit's nice and sticky. Oh, fuck. I'm on the clock. Why didn't anybody tell me? All right. 14. Seconds. There we go. Let's get Levante David. Okay. Ooh, Huge Ass got Jack Campbell. I like it. I like it. One person less in my queue now. Ooh, Cashman. Nice, nice. Don't you do it, Wyatt. Don't you do it. No snipage. No snipe city, sir. No snipe city, sir. Yes. No snipe city. Boom, baby. The Van Ginks. Let's go. and Sugar Factory. Let's go. Man, it's so crazy how late the QBs are going in this other draft. It's fucking hilarious. And Frizzell said, you got another favorite NFL team that you ride or die for? Fuck no, man. I think people are crazy with their ride or die teams. But really, no. The reason why for me is because I'm originally from San Diego and the San Diego Chargers. The way that they bailed on the city of San Diego, that was just super whack, man. No, like the only team that I used to cheer for did not show loyalty to the citizens of San Diego. So I hold no loyalty to any NFL team. Just my fantasy teams. Because at the end of the day, unless I bet on the NFL team, I ain't winning any money. I know that people would get super excited because the team that they cheer for could win. But I just like watching good sports. That's it. I like making money off watching sports. I like fantasy football determining my happiness because I can control that a little bit. Not all the way. There is still some element of luck and chance, but yeah, at least can control a lot more than, I don't know, just everything that fucking these sports teams do. Some of these coaches are just dumbasses. Some of these GMs are dumbasses. So I'm jaded by the Chargers, if you can't tell. Fuck them. I said, yeah, I'm with you. I'm a Texas ride or die and Cowboys hater, but fantasy football got me rooting for the Cowboys for, for a second season in a row. And shit, yeah, see, it is what it is, right? I'm sure it's great being a Texans fan, but they've let you down more than they've propped you up, right? Oh, that's what's tough about sports. Only one team can win per year. Only one team is winning that trophy at the end of the year. And then there's 31 fans of 31 teams that are just super sad. Didn't even have a chance to win. Super sad about it. All right. We're getting more IDPs off the board. I'm glad I snagged my top two there. Said, yeah, the highs are highs and the lows are lows, but it's oddly fun. Yeah. Fantasy football to me, that's what made me more of a football fan. Because I would watch football and I would watch Chargers and stuff. I remember a couple, like one of my friends, it would always have fucking Charger parties and shit. So I'd be over there getting the free wings because his dad was always like just like wanting to throw a get Charger fans together. It's almost like a tailgating party, but at the house. And so it was fun, but they never won a fucking, never won a trophy. That didn't really matter. Oh shit. On the clock in the other league. Here we go. Oh, what? I was too slow. I fucking autoed. What the hell? All right. I know where I'm going with my next pick here. Hopefully I don't get sniped. And oh fuck. I'm on the clock over here too. What the hell? How did this happen where it's all collapsing at the same time? All right, B-Wags. Dude. Everything, all picks all at the same time. Come on. And I'm at the bookends. One, I'm the 11th pick, and then this one, I'm the 3rd pick. Come on. No snipage. No snipage. Yeah, I got players I'm ready to go for in both drafts here. Got my pick ready if there's no snipage. Yes, there was no snipage. Dude, my team is looking titties in the other one. Oh, fuck you, huge ass. You son of a bitch. Snipage, bro. What the fuck? You motherfucker. Fucker.
You bastard.
Damn it. 17th round. Fuck, man. Now I'm just like going through and like just putting people in the queue. God damn it. You motherfucker. Bro, I let you take Nick Chubb earlier, man. Come on. Let you have him, and then he's gonna take Strange away from me, bro. You know, I'm always trying to get some Strange in my life, man. But dude, it's crazy, like the evolution of Strange. Remember, I don't know who's been around from the beginning when we started drafting, but where I'm drafting him, we're drafting him super late, 20s, mid 20s, and then he starts going higher and higher. And then guys like Crispy are drafting him in the 11th round and 10th round and shit. he finally kind of levels out here where we can get him with a mid-teen round. Said Perfect Chaos sniped me with Ingro out. Yeah. Whew. All right. Dude, which one is going to get to me first? Okay, and that I'm 3 out of 4 right now for these flavors. So now we're going to go for the Wagyu last. Let's go. This Wagyu better be tasty. Dude, I cannot believe that you did that, bro. I cannot believe that you did that. I thought we were friends, man. I really did.
You bastard!
Has good value on him, though. And I was debating on taking him right there. And I was like, huge ass isn't going to. No, I was like, he can make it. He'll make it back 4 picks to me. We're only going into the 15th or 17th or whatever. That's why. It's because I thought it was the 15th and it was the 17th. Should have known. Dude. Let's see if this will do any justice. Not really. Yeah, just I got to get one of those like crazy cameras that can like zoom in 1,000 times or something, and then that'll do the justice on something like this where you see it sparkling.
Why is it sparkling?
Let's see where Perfect Chaos goes. He's been messing things up for me too. Let's jump him. Let's see where he's going with this. Dude, it's gonna be crazy if I could get. If I could get a fourth QB for my squad in this other league, and it would still be a starting QB, but in the 15th round, if one makes it back to me, someone just joined the basketball. Man, this, the other draft got some clock sucking going on. Because this one actually ended up being way faster because we're in the 18th round over here. I didn't even notice. The other one's only in the 15th. He's going to get the guy. He's going to get him. All right. Uh-oh. No green dot for Wyatt. Where's he at? Let's see. Here we go. I think it's time for some 90s tunes. Let's get the vibes going. Oh, back on the clock. You know what? We're getting in the zone, baby. Throwbacks for that ass. Yeah, fantasy football. All of our mistress. A lot of IDPs flowing round and round. Brazil's have been very high. Mason Taylor recently could be the one. He's got great lineage, bro. His dad's an NFL player, and his uncle is an NFL player. You're on my mind. Hey, thing I do. Think about you all the time. My mind's driving me crazy. Dude, those were some fire bowls, man. I am definitely not low. You're on my mind. You're on my mind. I'm just going to keep the 90s playlist going because I'm super not low.
I wonder if she could tell I'm hard right now. Yeah, come on.
Oh man, forgot IDP in the other one. I was. Come on. It was just so good because of everybody I was getting. But time to get back, snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Trying, but I can't find it. Oh yeah. Oh. 20th round. Girl, I know you felt it. No way, no one. More IDPs, let's go. I'm so excited. And Jabri said, Debo this year, I like him where you're able to get him. You're able to get him in double digit rounds in some leagues. Love it. All right. Time to go back into the flavors. We're just going to round robin, go back to the 40%er. Ooh, I don't want to be a player no more. What you looking for? Oh, Holy Floss from the Debo League. What about it? We're drafting in both of them right now. What are you in that one? I know you're in the 3QB league with an option to buy PAs and wearing PJs. Yeah, we're drafting in the Debos right now. Yeah, we ended up doing slow drafts. Shit. Dang it. Bro, you follow on Patreon, right? Man, not just... That's where it's at, man. Sorry, bro. I've been posting about it on Patreon. I posted it in a bunch of leagues. Man, sorry, bro. Just next year, just... When we get into redraft season, come like July, just hit me up about it. I'll get you in because there's always turnover in that league. Oh, shit. Popping bubbly. Punish me. Pun game with your way down. Don't stop, get it, and you're screaming, punish me. Don't stop, get it. Dude, what the fuck? In this other league... Someone just drafted Anthony Richardson, but Daniel Jones is still there, so I just feel like I have to take him now. Oh, shit, and I'm back on the clock in the other one. This is Pun in the Terror Squad.
Yeah. You know what? I like the play.
Dang it. Diggity, no doubt. Play on, play it. They don't play. Jay dropped the verse.
Black Street, the homies got that never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, I draw contracted honeys like a magnet. Giving them orgasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies Black Street and Teddy, the original rough shakers.
Studying every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind.
Wow.
I think about the girl all the time on the west side. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash fast when it comes to. The guys. By no means ever gonna get down, so I like the way you work, kid.
No diggity.
I like the way you work, kid.
No diggity. No diggity. Is Gino a person who dropped this year because 4,300 passing yards, 29? Different squad. You got to pay to play. Trump tight all day, every day. Any more redrafts before the season starts? Let's see. Got an auction Wednesday. Reflex IDP, 5 p.m. Eastern. And then let's see. Let me double check. I just gotta see if anybody joined. That one filled. We got, there's another 3QB league. It's 3QB offense only. The draft is going to be, I think it's going to be Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. But here goes the link. It's 55. And then let me see what other ones. There's one, a $33 Superflex drafting Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Dang, are those the only ones? Yeah, man, I think those are the only. And then that auction. I need a couple people for the auction. Help me out, guys. Oh, shit, on the clock. Yeah, that's the one that I think is going to be, like, one of the hardest to fill for me. Is that Superflex IDP auction? So help me out, guys. That one is Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern. I'll be live streaming for probably at least an hour of that. It's going to be fun. That's a fun one to be in on. And here goes that ring. Superflex IDP 55. All right, back to that animal face. Yeah, the auction's definitely the toughest ones to fill. I got the other auction filled, the Superflex IDP, though. Been a little bit tougher to fill. Three spots left. Nice. He said, I heard that. Malik Washington snipe. Nice, nice. Just returning the favor. Thuggish, ruggish, boom. Sounds good, bro. I know. Who was that messaging about that? I know I was messaging somebody about that. Let's see, the one on the board, we're in round 26. Dang, the other one's gone so slow, we're in round 20. In the hand. Oh, shit, we got two trades. 102. Fuck. Let's go see what these trades are. What you gonna do? Man, need more devices. And see if I could do my commission of duty on my phone before it gets back to my pick. What you gonna do?
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that
you don't want to think that my mind is gone. And where you're walking.
Are you trip, but I got a low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. I'm the kind of need a little homies wanna be like on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the shadow be
damn with the hood. Ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. The way things is going, I don't know. Are you? Oh, a couple picks in front of me. Money in the power. Minute after minute. Oh, well, God. How can they reach me? I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool. On the clock. And just got it in time. Totally slacking on that. Why'd you guys tell me I was on the clock? I gotta get some more. And my IDP is 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9, 10. Actually, I already got 10 IDPs. School, you open the float back in your ear. See if I can get your attention. Got some brand new for that. Got in the zone with the anal zone. Yes, Lalo Lau, what up? Get more bounce than Jerry Kerr. Something brand new for that. Man, slim, slim pickings. But it don't stop. Get down. Dude. It's like such slim pickings. I'm trying to add some IDP guys to the queue. I always get sucked up.
Alright, stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round, I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground.
Alright, let's see. So just let me introduce now, we still got a couple myself, rounds, but I don't want to be lugging around iPad bumps trying to run over real quick.
I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this.
Straight gangster Mac.
But sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl. Come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you.
Dude, I'm so tired. So many bowls deep. And dude, two drafts is draining and helping someone draft a championship team. So much going on. The Humpty Dances.
People say you're Humpty, you're really funny looking.
That's alright, cause I get things cooking.
But you can't get sick, cause in the 69 my Humpty nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big. I'm not ashamed, big like a pickle. I'm still getting paid, I get laid by the ladies. You know I'm in charge, both how I'm living and my nose is large. I get stupid, I shoot an arrow like Cupid. I use a word that don't mean nothing, like Luke did. I sang on Do What You Like, and if you missed it, I'm the one who said just grab them in the biscuits. Also told you that I like to bite. Well yeah, I guess it's obvious, I also like to write. All you had to do was give Humpty a chance, and now I'm gonna do my dance. Come on.
All right, I gotta go hit the head. I'm just gonna leave the playlist. Yeah, I'm just gonna leave the playlist gone. Got some good songs coming up next. I'll be back in a few minutes. Gonna refill my water and take a leak. I'll be right back.
Yeah, that's the break, y'all. That bass groove right here. Yeah. Now I told y'all a little bit about myself. Let me tell you a little bit about this dance. It's real easy to do. Check it out. First I limped to the side like my leg was broken, shaking and twitching like I was smoking. Crazy, whack, funky. People say you look like MC Hammer on crack, Humpty. That's alright, cause my body's in motion. It's supposed to look like a fit or a convulsion. Anyone can play this game. This is my dance, y'all. Humpty Hump's my name. No two people will do it the same. You got it down when you appear to be in pain. Humping, funkin', jumping, gig around, shaking your rump. And when a doodle jump punk points a finger like a stunt, tell him step off. I'm doing the hump.
The Humpty Dance is your chance. I'll do the Humpty Hump. I'll do the Humpty Hump.
Come on,
white people. I'll do the Humpty Hump. I'll do the Humpty Hump. Puerto Ricans, I do the Humpty Hop, the Humpty Hop, do the Humpty Hop.
Let's get stupid.
Give it a middle ground.
I do the Humpty Hop.
Give it a middle ground.
Everybody do the Humpty Hop. Once again, the underground is in the house. I'd like to send a shout out to the whole world. Keep on doing the Humpty Dance. And to all the ladies, peace and humpiness forever.
All right, back just in time for all the picks. One, two, three, I'm about to rip shit up. Hop in Long Beach together, now you know you're in trouble. It's a label that pays, man. Damn it, the guy next to me is on fucking auto. Alright, fuck it, man. There we go. Who's with me? Who's out there? Tom burning her, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. What the fuck? I got 14 IDPs in this other one. Fuck. Not even paying attention at all. What is going on? I thought I was coming up on good value. And it's like all these people that shouldn't even been drafted. Like this before. It's my funky shit. Like this and like that, like this and up, like that, like this and like that and up. I guess I'm not enough to pick up any like backup QBs. It feels like I have extra spots. Yeah. What's that, G? Hell yeah. City of Compton. All right, we're going back to the animal face. Doggy Dog has got my back. Yeah, these guys didn't do that great of a trim job, but trim job with the fucking leaves on it. Ticking that talk. Called Long Beach. A lot of leaves on this shit. What the hell? This and like that, and it's like this. To the next episode. Oh, shit, on the clock and ball. How the fuck is that? What happened? No riders running deep. Guess who's back? Still. Oh, for sure. Was the Chronic. Rap chains know how you feel about it. Still not loving police. With a cuff and a crease. Repping 213. Alright. Done with that draft. Still. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Shit, I already got 9 IDPs in the other one. Still got love for the streets. It's the DRE. Hell. Signed Eminem. Doing 50 a week. Like rally weed, I smoke till I sleep. On the world class wrecking crew. Sticky greens and bad traffic. Still. It's the DRE. Still, it's the DRE. Alright, here goes Wyatt. I gotta have, need to have this in front of me though, so I don't be missing any picks. Yep, on things. Got it wrapped like a mummy. CJ Stroud, Ward. That's it. B minus and C plus. I'm gonna call that. And I'm going to call that a C plus, but then it's going to go down for only having 2. So go down to a C. Crispy said, grade this sorry shit. Running back. A-Chain, Harvey Judkins. Oh, man. D-R-E. Right back on top of that. No stems, no sticks. Ooh-wee. Put it in the A, y'all. To me, that's a B plus, a B minus, and then a C minus. So, I'm going to say B minus total. Let's see. Wide receivers, Chase A, Tet McMillan, B minus. Garrett Wilson, it's like, it's either a B or a B plus. I feel like he's a B. And Rashee Rice, man, like a C plus. So, you got like half and half, two people that are B minus and below. Garrett Wilson's a B. Yeah, I think I'm going to call that a B total. And then IDP, Watt, Edwards, Hamilton, Will Anderson, Carter verse Winfield, Hunter Burns, Kenneth Walker, Cooper DeJean, Surtain, Russo. I'm call that a B. And where's your bench kicking out with Loveland, Scadabo, Pitts, Higgins, Tootin, Rootin, Tootin, Beck, Lloyd, Noel, Pierce, Ferguson, Brooks. Give that a C plus. And so all in all, this is was a C and then a B minus, a B, and then a C plus. The QBs messed up a bunch. That's down three just on the QBs. Sorry, guys. Hold on one second. Just making sure. All right. Here we go. Okay. All right, huge ass. You're after Crispy. And Crispy's next. So it was a C. So three down and a B minus. One down, so four down. And then what I say, B on the IDP, B on the wide receivers, and C plus. So it's down another one, down five. 80 overall. Yeah, the QBs kind of messed you up a little bit. Bella said, is Bijan the pick? I have the first pick. It's either him or Barkley. I'm leaning Barkley. Okay. Crispy. And then huge ass. Ghost Monkey, what up? All right. Fuck. Okay. Where the hell is Crispy Squad? There we go. Purdy, Tua, Rogers, Flacco. Let's see. You got Mac Jones, Rudolph, and Wilson. So you got three out of the four. San Fran, Pitt, Miami. Yeah, everybody except Joe Flacco. So I would say that is Purdy's a B, two is a B minus. Rodgers and Flacco are C pluses. So I think it would be a B minus total. And then you got all the backups that bump it up to a C plus. Running backs, Cook, Etienne, Dobbins, Stevenson. So B, B minus, C plus for Ramondre. But I think it's going to be a B minus total for those running backs. Wide receivers, Lamb and Amon-Ra are A's. Marvin Harrison Jr., A, B, B plus. Hold on, guys. Had to make my pick in this other one. It's pretty much back-to-back picks here. There we go. I got one more pick left, then we're done with that other one. And Reed all the way at the bottom, bringing up the caboose with, I would say, he's like a B. Glad that I'm back. Man, I can't wait for week one. I cannot wait for week one. All right. It's an A, because you got all, I mean, you didn't get all the levels because you didn't get a B. I'm still considering Jaden a B minus, but you didn't get all the levels, but you got two A's. So that makes it to where you're okay not getting one of the levels because you doubled up on the A's. And dude, I said B minus for the running backs. I'm like, did I even say that grade for the B minus? Everything's like just running together here. So let me see, where the hell is your ID? Damn, Crispy, you waited like hell on IDP. Does Crispy ever do that? Pratt, Byard, Lloyd, Pace, Zach Allen. Didn't wait on Zach Allen, though. Adebo, Taylor, Van Noy, Siler.
Kyler.
Taylor Rapp. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Yeah, I'll call it a B. I'll call it a B plus. It is still pretty solid. Definitely not top heavy enough to be an A. Where's the bench kick in there? After Reed, Downs, Kirk, White, Davis, Austin, Hill, Brown, Sanders, Higby, Gibson. Mr. Vengeance, the thoughts on trading CMC for Nico and Swift. I don't like it, man. I wouldn't do it. 1 second. Sorry, guys. Messing back in the league about draft. Okay. Last pick over here. I don't even know who to pick with the last one. We got a lot of pressure here. All right. Whew. Both drafts over now. Let's see. Just looking to see how my team's projected some other ones. One of the highest in the league. Not that projections matter, but I'd rather be projected one of the highest than one of the lowest. Wide receivers are Terry, JSN, and Ridley. It's not that bad. It's not horrible going into the season. Like, you're just going to weaken your running backs to make your wide receivers better. It's not really that good. Especially if CMC comes back and kills it. Okay. I think we're going B minus with the bench. So that was B minus for the QB. No, B for the QBs. Because you got all the backups. Because Flacco was after the 10th, so not having his backup doesn't matter. And then it was a B minus for the running backs and A for the wide receivers. So that's up two, down one. And then B plus for the IDP and then B minus for the bench. So up three, down one, 87. There we go. Said, yes, I have Connor and Henderson. Yeah, I would just hold, man. You're not even in, like, dire need of needing to trade. Don't force a trade. No reason to. All right, huge ass. Here we go. Starting with the QBs, Baker and Penix. So Mayfield, Penix, things, backups. I'm going to say Baker's a B, Penix is a B minus, and Rattler's like a C. I'm just going to lower it we're just going to say a B minus total. And Bijan, Chase Brown, Tracy, Chubb. Chubb is the last of the starters. So, nearly four, A, B minus, C plus. I think we're going to call that a B plus total. And London, Evans, Ridley, Igbuka, B plus, B, B, B minus. I think we're going to call that a B total. And then IDP, Campbell, Cashman, Logan Wilson, Barton, Davis, solid. Nolan Smith, Newbin. Dude, when was it at? Dallas Turner, Pitre, Wallace. Okay. I feel like that's like a B plus. Got a good mix of like top heavy and later depth. Oh, what the hell? Oh my gosh. What the heck just happened? Totally kicked me out of the draft. What the hell is going on here? Just out of it. So tired. Okay. So, where's the bench? Kroski. Yeah, Kroski starts the bench. Bill. And let's see. Thornton, Strange, Otten, Shipley, Gray, Manning Guy, Miller, Mitch, Trevin Wallace. I'd say, yeah. I'm going to say that's a B plus for the IDP. And then the bench, you got Thornton, Strange, Otten, Shipley, Gray. Did I totally just start doing the bench and then go back to the ID or say the IDP? Because no, it's not what I that's not what I meant to do. I'm calling it a B minus for the bench. A lot of it is for those tight ends. Yeah. And I already said B plus on the IDP. Damn it. Dude, I'm so out of it, guys. I'm so tired. I'm just running on fumes right now. What was it? It was B minus for the QBs. It was B plus for the running backs. It was a B for the wide receivers. It was a B plus for the running backs. I mean, for the running backs, for the IDPs, and B minus for the bench. So that is, let me see. So down one, up one. So we got an up three, down none. Is that what that is? Let's replan this again. Because you had the QBs. So was it up three, one? One, two, no, up two, down one, up two, down one. That's what it is. 86. Okay, now Lalo Lyle, and then I'm getting out of here. So I'm literally like falling asleep right now. Yeah, we're good. Because me being tired because of being high, not being overworked, and being up all day, that part. That part, the being old part. All right, here we go. Lalo Lyle, Burrow and Daniels. Let's see. Already flirting with an A there. And then Dart, Browning, Winston, Willis.
What are you talking about, Willis?
I'm going to say an A, but it drops to a B plus because of you only having two. Running backs, Montgomery and Warren. Damn, that's all you got. B minus, but you only have two, so I'm dropping it to a C plus. And then wide receiver pass catchers, McLaurin, Higgins, Debo, Adunze, Horton. Dang. B plus, B minus. I think it's B total. And IDP, Zach Bond, Henley, Queen, Benito, Luvu, Peyton Wilson, Blankenship. And Crispy said there's definitely a problem. You mean there's one problem?
But there's one problem. Everybody still thinks that I absolutely suck.
How many do you have? One. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Eight and 10. Okay. Oh, yeah. Buda Baker. What am I doing? Slacking on that. It's flirting with an A. I got to give her a once over again. And I think it's really a couple guys at the end that are going to keep it, like maybe the final three who keep it from being an A. So it's going to, we're going to say B plus. What, where? Crispy said, scroll up, see how stoned I am. How far up? Just tell me. I don't know. Because when I scroll up, you said, grade this sorry shit. I did grade it. Grade for Lalo. I don't know. What am I? I don't know what I'm missing. Yeah, I don't know what I'm missing. Yeah, now I'm so confused, Crispy. Just tell me what the hell it is. Okay, yeah. Oh, are you talking about scroll up here? Oh, Zach Bond and Buda Baker. That's how stoned I am. Yeah. Because fuck, dude, in the seventh and the eighth round, Jesus, why'd you pick them so early? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, but still those guys keep it out of that. Yeah, I feel like it's still the same thing. Those guys are keeping it out of there. What, that? I read that right. And Juan say think Nick Chubb will do anything with Mixon's absence. He'll be a good like flex like type of player, but that's about it. I don't think he's gonna be a super like a super standout or anything. He's worth the late pick though. Hold on, Juan. I'm doing a grade right now, and then I'll grade your squad right after before I get out of here. Yeah, I'm still calling it a B plus. Because those final three, that's 30% of your squad. And then where's the bench kicking at? Brian Robinson, Roman Wilson, Guadendo, Johnny Smith, Franklin, Tisla, Jalen Wright, Rodriguez. All right. I think that this bench... Yeah, I think they deleted that crispy because I don't see that. I'm literally going through every single comment that came in and it wasn't there. So it must have something blocked it or something. I don't know. I'm saying C plus for that bench for Lalo. So B plus, C plus for the running backs, B for the wide receivers, B plus for the IDP, and then C plus for the bench. So up one, down two, and then up one for the IDP, and then down one for the bench. So is that up two, down two? I think so. 85 overall. There we go. Now let's grade ones. See Jonathan Taylor, Josh Jacobs, Nick Chubb, Charbonnet. Oh, man, you got to put it in with who the starters are because now I got to process this in my head of who the starters are. This is, I mean, I'm assuming it's seven starters. So we'll say Taylor and Jacobs, starters, Nick Chubb in the flex. And then Addison and Cup, Adams, Kirk Downs. Yeah, this one's tough, man. I feel it's 10 being 10 man league, probably going to be a B. Yeah, probably going to be a B. Okay. All right. There we go. We need people to join tomorrow's draft in advance. I'm going to throw the link in the chat. It is a classic movie. It is Orgasmo. All right. Setting the time right now. This one is 2:93. 293. So join up, guys. Here goes the link. Sunday morning draft. All right. There we go. And stay through the credits. Don't forget. Where is it? There we go. All right. Salute to Justin Pickle in a Jar and Chris Patriot Sports. Producers, salute. Co-producers, salute. Associate producers, salute. Epic supporters and awesome supporters, salute. And we'll see you guys tomorrow morning for the draft. Peace out.
Defense, on me!
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz! All night, if they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure
they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.